revolutionizing pharmaceutical synthesis with continuous flow chemistry. Dr. Patrick O'Neill of Pfizer Ireland and Professor Ji Wu of the National University of Singapore and their team have made groundbreaking advancements in the synthesis of 1,2,3-triazole, a key building block in the manufacture of a life-saving antibiotic. Replacing traditional batch processes, they developed a safer, more efficient method using continuous flow chemistry, which addresses potential global supply chain vulnerabilities. This innovative approach eliminates hazardous intermediates, improves reaction safety, and ensures a stable supply of 1,2,3-triazole for global pharmaceutical production. The development of safe and efficient methods for chemical manufacturing is a cornerstone of modern industry, especially when it comes to life-saving medicines. Traditional chemical synthesis methods often involve hazardous materials and complex steps, which pose significant risks to both workers and the environment. With increasing global demand for sustainable solutions, many scientists are exploring innovative approaches that prioritize safety, efficiency, sustainability, and reliability in chemical production. Research by Dr. Patrick O'Neill and Professor Wu at the National University of Singapore, alongside other collaborators in Singapore and India, has brought transformative changes to the pharmaceutical industry, especially in the safe and sustainable manufacturing of 1,2,3-triazole. Although relatively unknown outside of scientific circles, this chemical compound is essential in the production of life-saving antibiotics, including tazobactam. Tazobactam is a particularly important drug, as it can treat bacterial infections that are resistant to standard antibiotic treatments. In their groundbreaking study, Dr. O'Neill, Professor Wu, and team designed an innovative continuous flow process for 1,2,3-triazole synthesis that prioritizes safety, efficiency, and sustainability, addressing major challenges in traditional chemical manufacturing. Until now, the production of 1,2,3-triazole has relied on batch processing methods that involve dangerous intermediates and long reaction times. These challenges became particularly evident during a 2017 global shortage of tazobactam, caused by an explosion in a facility where one of its intermediate compounds was produced. This event disrupted supply chains worldwide and emphasized the vulnerabilities inherent in batch synthesis methods. Motivated by these issues, the team embarked on a mission to overhaul the production process for 1,2,3-triazole, aiming to create a safer, simpler, and more sustainable method that could withstand industrial demands. Central to their approach was the transition from batch reactions to continuous flow chemistry. Batch processes, while common in the chemical industry, require large quantities of reactants to be handled simultaneously, often leading to safety risks when hazardous intermediates are involved. In contrast, continuous flow systems work by passing reactants through a series of connected reactors in a controlled and uninterrupted flow. This reduces the volume of reactive compounds present at any given time, greatly reducing the potential for accidents. The team harnessed their knowledge of continuous flow chemistry to design an innovative three-step process for 1,2,3-triazole synthesis. The starting materials for this synthesis are glyoxal and hydrazine, which are safe and cheap. During the team's process, these two compounds undergo a series of carefully controlled reactions in water. The researchers chose water not only for its environmental and safety benefits, but also for its ability to dissipate heat, reducing the risk of thermal runaway reactions. The first step in the process involves forming an intermediate known as glyoxal bishydrazone. By optimizing factors such as temperature and reaction time, the researchers were able to achieve high yields while avoiding blockages that can plague continuous systems. The second step, which converts glyoxal bishydrazone into 1-amino-1,2,3-triazole, posed greater challenges. This latter compound contains four contiguous nitrogen atoms, usually a major red flag in terms of instability. This reaction releases energy as heat and requires precise control to prevent overheating from occurring. Dr. O'Neill's team initially experimented with tungsten oxide as a catalyst, but ultimately replaced it with a more cost-effective and water-soluble alternative called sodium tungstate dihydrate. This change allowed the reaction to proceed more smoothly in the flow system while maintaining high efficiency and safety. The final step involves transforming 1-amino-1,2,3-triazole into the target compound, 1,2,3-triazole. Here, the team faced a common challenge in continuous flow chemistry, the formation of solid byproducts which can cause blockages in the tubing of the reactor. By carefully adjusting the order and concentration of the starting materials, they successfully solved this problem, enabling uninterrupted operation. To further enhance the process, the researchers added a separator for continuous inline purification, ensuring a high-purity final product. One of the most remarkable aspects of this work is its emphasis on safety. Throughout the study, Dr. O'Neill's team conducted rigorous analyses to identify potential risks and implement safeguards. For instance, they monitored the reaction's heat output and byproducts to avoid conditions that could lead to runaway reactions. These precautions, combined with the inherent safety benefits of continuous flow systems, make their processes an ideal model for chemical manufacturing. The benefits of this new synthesis method extend beyond safety. By streamlining the reaction steps into a single continuous flow system, the researchers significantly reduced the consumption of resources and the duration of the overall synthesis. The process also eliminates the need to isolate hazardous intermediates, further enhancing its practicality for industrial use. Additionally, the use of water as a solvent aligns with the principles of green chemistry, minimizing environmental impact. Dr. O'Neill's and Professor Wu's contributions to 1,2,3-triazole synthesis are not only technical achievements, but also responses to a critical need in the global pharmaceutical landscape. As mentioned, the 2017 shortage of tazobactam highlighted the fragility of supply chains for essential medicines, particularly those reliant on complex chemical syntheses. By developing a safer and more reliable method for producing a key precursor, the team's work will help to ensure a stable supply of antibiotics and reduce the likelihood of future disruptions. Beyond the immediate application, this research demonstrates the broader potential of continuous flow chemistry in transforming chemical manufacturing. The principles and techniques refined in this study can be adapted to other processes, paving the way for safer, more efficient production methods across pharmaceutical and chemical industries. As the demand for sustainable and scalable manufacturing grows, innovations like those pioneered by Dr. O'Neill and his colleagues will play an increasingly important role. This audio is a summary of the paper 1,2,3-triazole Synthesis, Development of Safe and Effective Batch and Continuous Manufacturing Processes in Organic Process, Research and Development. For further information, you can connect with Dr. Patrick O'Neill at pat.o'neill@pfizer.com.